But I first met my next guest as he lurked in the scarier shadows that fall backstage in TV studios. From his pale complexion, bitten nails and wild staring eyes, I at once knew him to be a comedy gag writer. That and the fact he screamed, "Bastard, bastard," anytime he cracked a joke from someone else. His work with Harry Enfield eventually saw his name arise, and now the ungrateful wretch is even threatening, through his devastating series The Far Show, to equal his old boss in the royal family of really big laughs. He also looks like Jimmy Percy. Bear that in mind as we bung, applause-wise, Paul Whitehouse!
It's the kid.
Are you not? Of course, that's most people say he looks like you these days. Not a lot in Jim's diary, actually.
I used to get a lot of that, though, Jimmy Percy.
Did you really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
A Comic Relief T-shirt. Let's deal with that first.
Yeah. Do me a plug. This is the official Comic Relief T-shirt. Comic Relief takes place on March 17th this year.
Mm-hmm.
Can do with your cash, as always.
Yep.
And it's quite clever. Look, watch this. See that?
That's very clever.
That is now yellow.
That's magic. Is that safe, Paul? It's not going to desecrate your bones. There's no chemicals in there.
No, my bones it might. No, there are chemicals in there. I don't know what they are, but I'm sure they're fine. Nothing that Merson would be interested in anyway.
Oh, come on.
No, old joke.
It's old joke. Yeah.
And well, can I just say...
5 weeks ago you'd have been joking.
Yeah. Apparently, it's only available at C&A, and I know you're always there, Dan.
Really?
Yeah. C&A, right?
What else are you doing on the night, the big night?
Comic Relief night. Harry's going to be doing an hour, doing various characters, and I'm going to be joining him for the Self-Righteous Brothers, you know. Oi, Baker! No! I admire your ability to advertise Mars and Dez in exactly the same way, but not your ability to cross-examine me on your chat show! Shit yourself! I'm finished! Shift yourself back down and you then, before I give you a slack!
Hey, down! That's a great character.
Sorry.
No, that's fine.
Like that.
No, it's great. Of course, when Harry was on here,
I know what he said.
I know what he said. Yeah. Somehow had the idea that I was spinning on top and would not leave off about it.
Actually, that leads me to another idea that you can do with Comic Relief. You know, it's not just for the kids. Adults can do things as well. Get your mates to sponsor yourself to do daft things. You might want to do a sponsored hair loss.
Well, no. If I'd have been on that 6 months ago, you'd no need to stay here.
Or if you're a famous radio DJ, you might want to do a sponsored listener loss.
But I think the audience here know there's a certain deal of quality that counts in a radio show, thank you. Why do you and Harry attack me when you come on?
I know, sorry, it's nerves, isn't it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Terrified of you.
Sorry, no, I've gone. I shouldn't go. There's a certain end-of-term atmosphere around. When I first came across you, we were both doing shows at London Weekend at the time, and you were in the very early days of what was Friday Night Live, since it's come to be seen as a revolution, seminal show and all of that. Was it tough then? Did you think, I'm going to make a career at writing? Because you was a plasterer, yeah?
Yeah, at the time I was doing plastering, yeah. So it was very nice to be able to do writing, you know.
How comes, and again, it's not everyone gets defensive of questions like this, but how comes you went through university and came out a plasterer?
Well, because I was a fool.
Yeah?
I was, you know, that student bag of shite. I was that horrible, you know, lazy student. And I apologise to the great British public.
What did you take at university? What were you supposedly studying?
Well, it was called Development Studies, and to this day I don't know what it is. I really have no idea what it is.
Nothing developed? That's the...
No, nothing at all. It was a disaster.
So you became a plasterer?
Yeah, an old mate of mine who I used to knock about with, he was a plasterer, and so I said to him, you know, get a job. And he did. And I
So when I employ these people to come in and do our bathroom or a plasterer, doing the outside toilet, as it was the other week,
right.
Blokes like you turn up and I say, you're a plasterer, and you go, yeah.
That's right, mate, yeah. Plasterer, mate, yeah.
And you actually did it.
What do you want, something plastered, do you, mate? What do you want me to start then, mate?
How much did you get as a plaster? They make like a fortune.
Almost as much as you then, yeah.
No, I'm telling you, but plasterers?
Yeah, no, it's good money, but I think they deserve it because it's a really hard job and it's essential, isn't it? You know, I mean, what do you need most? A Danny Baker quiz show or your house?
That's all I'm saying. That would be totally legitimate if these blokes who turned up were any good. They don't build the ass, they're supposed to plaster it.
Yeah,
these blokes like you just go... Were you that kind of plaster?
No, well, I smoke.
Sorry, but it won't be you in the morning. I'll be pulled off to another job.
Well, I suppose it happened occasionally. but generally, it's hard work and it's valuable work, isn't it?
Now, you're a good mimic.
Well, I can only do two. I can do Michael Caine and Bob Mortimer, the only ones I can do. My name is Michael Payne, and I am a nosy neighbour. Now, Mr. Baker, at number 43, claims to be a vegetarian. Yet I saw him in the butchers buying £2 of Cumberland sausages.
£2 of Cumberland made in sausages! So obviously, Captain Knife has come from an amalgam of... And I think, like, Spitting Image, they kind of like it, the people it's based on.
Yeah.
How many others, without this sounding as tedious a question as you said, how many other people you do are real people?
Well, Lee and Lance, who...
Lee and Lance.
The Lance character that I do is based on a bloke who used to live downstairs from me in my block of flats. And he was like, all right, Paul. But, paying attendance all day long.
Yeah.
Like, And, like yourself.
Yeah.
And slightly unfocused the other time. All right, mate, how's it going? Yeah, Paul, And he was a terrible man because he only had one record and he'd play it over and over again.
And it was
the Pet Shop Boys, and I hate the Pet Shop Boys. Oh, it's nothing personal. Well, Neil said it's great, mate.
Yeah.
But it was like, it was just... At 3 o'clock in the morning, he'd start up with it. And his sister, she only had one record, and that was UB40, but I don't mind them.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. I don't know why.
It was the announcement. That was what that
was. Yeah, that was why he was based on. Yeah.
Where does that come from, like the Spanish presenters? Because I actually can't make it or tell it. And like, one of those things, it just grabs you.
Mia Candelos de Gala. Chris Waddle, Butros Gali.
So why?
Well, I don't know, really. I don't know, we got a bit of a slagging for those, but we quite like them,
Well, I just did the stereotyping and...
I don't know, I think people said it went on too long, and as it was just, gibberish, I suppose they're right. But, no, it comes from if you're on holiday in the Mediterranean, invariably in the bar there'll be a telly on, and there'll be some programme on, and you kind of see yourself drawn to it, and you're glued to it, and you know, what the hell's going on?
Did you ever do
a game show? Could be a serious political interview.
Do you do the satellite channels like that? I find I do with the satellite channels. I'll sit on the German one for ages, just trying to figure out what show it is and what they're talking about.
Sit on the German one for ages?
No, I don't have satellite. No, that's satellite number 22 if you want that show, by the way. Is there any way you're bitten by the bug? Do you now feel like a bona fide star?
I don't
feel
like a star.
But you are, though, mate. I mean, it takes a long time to make that quantum jump. But then you have to say, well,
Well, I don't. Really, seriously, don't. I do think of myself more as a writer, really, than a performer.
And
but I do enjoy it. I love it.
Well, you can argue against it, but I'm afraid events have overtaken you. You're a star. That's Paul Whitehouse.